Welcome to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Julieland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who stalks Twitter every single day, Mr. Richard Avery.
There's nothing better than Twitter.
There is nothing better.
I love Twitter. Twitter's the greatest thing ever invented to mankind. And I, you know what I love most? Is reading girls' random, stupid, lame-ass thoughts. Oh, so exciting.
Usually about dogs.
Or no, it's like, I just went to Starbucks. I just took a shit. I just fucked so-and-so. Oh, so
listen,
exciting.
I was talking yesterday, actually by text with today's guest, about taking shits before an anal scene. And it was quite entertaining. But I guess we should go ahead and introduce said anal guest okay. Today.
Are you calling her an ass?
She is an ass. Miss Gracie Glam.
Hello, hello. Hi, people. What's up?
Why do you have the camera up? Are you taking
She's
pictures?
Recording. Oh. You know, she's a media whore, much like I am.
Whoa, let's not get crazy now. Let's take it back a step.
I'm sorry, it's called More with Mo. I have the averagemo.com, but you created some sort of thing called Glam Chowder. And we're doing a Twitter episode today where we went out, I did, and mostly you, asked people to your fans, your followers, to ask you questions. Anything. Nothing's off the table. They can ask anything. Anything. The first question that came in was from at Blue Flight. Let's try this one more time. How did you come up with Glam Chowder? It's not your typical porn name, so how did you come up with this?
You like clam chowder?
Do you smell like clam chowder?
I do not smell like clam chowder, asshole, dick face. No, actually, Gracie Glam is officially, technically my porn name, but I like, hashtags were starting to become cool and la 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 la, and a fan tweeted Glam Chowder at me, because we got, Glam Slam, Glam Chowder.
Is this a fan we both know that I've met?
I can't remember. Oh. Who are you, whoever wrote me Glam Chowder,
She owes you money.
I don't owe you money. You should have bought the domain. But I owe you love.
And some props. You own props.
Blowjob.
Yo.
Yeah. A shout out to you, dog.
So it's not your stage name. It's a brand now.
Well, it's a brand outside of the industry for me. It's more personal. Twitter to me is personal. Like, I'll retweet, some girl shit or some, hey, oh, this cute picture, blah, blah, blah. But I end up unretweeting it, if y'all haven't noticed. I tweet and delete a lot.
Tweet and delete.
What do you call a nickname?
No, I see glam chowder as
you gotta stop drinking that coconut milk.
It's my personality. Like, what you see on film, like when I'm filming my scenes are, there's so many times I've kicked the camera, whatever, because I just forget it's there. Like, I'm in my zone and I'm just performing. And you see that side of me on set. My profile, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Glam Chowder is just me, personal. So it's actually kind of hard for me to actually tweet about industry related things. Sorry for everybody who asked me questions and I always ignore you.
But that's what we're here for today.
Yeah, no, I mean industry related questions, just because it's it's personal.
Well, this is our chance to actually get.
No, I'm not talking about the episode, Mo. I'm just talking about in general. I'm lo siento to my fans. If you tweet me about porn questions and I don't respond,
I'm going to tweet you more porn questions from now on.
You're blocked.
How do you spell the word porn?
P-R-O-N.
Prawn. Always. For life. For life.
So I believe this gentleman at Blue Flight, Sebastian Flight, he seems to be a little bit of a fan of yours. He has some questions. He's complimenting you, and I think he's insane, but he loves your sexy Gracie Glam voice. Do you sing? And on a related note, what kind of music do you like? Do you sing Gracie Glam?
Of course I sing. Thank you, for one, for liking my voice. I have been told that it is semi-raspy. A contribution towards smoking Newports and also screaming a lot because I was a competitive cheerleader for 7 years. Hey. You know, so drugs and active sports have really, you know, amplified my sexy voice for you. But when it comes to singing, yeah, doesn't really work out that much. So I try and drown myself out with, you know, a lot of bass and treble. Yeah, so I do sing. It's not good. And that's that.
If you were a singer, who would you be?
If I was a singer, I would be, ooh.
Adele.
I'm going to go throwback, like Christina Aguilera.
I'm sorry, a throwback.
I was thinking she was going to go Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, exactly. Aretha Franklin. Exactly. Christina Aguilera. So speaking of that, the raspier voice, the deeper voice. Mm-hmm. Now that's typically something that you would hear, especially in the old school, with the phone sex. And I know a lot
because they're chain smoking.
But a lot of people go through, and a lot of the girls are now doing the phone sex still, and it is still a popular thing. I know Alex does it, and it's hi. How
I'm
you
a
doing?
Dream lover.
Exactly. So do you do that? Do you do the sultry voice?
I haven't actually talked to anybody yet.
Nobody's called you.
I've only done text messaging,
which is good.
Yeah,
it's fun.
But I'm kind of nervous. So you know, people out there, if you try to get a hold of me, I'm sorry. Like I'm very shy. I love to perform. Performing is my thing. Personal life, I'm more introverted.
Nice.
So
well, at Blue Flight continued. I'll give him one more here. Do you enjoy interacting with your fans on Twitter, et cetera, or is it weird and creepy?
Blue Flight, honestly, like I like to interact with fans. It's not that I dislike it. I don't respond to most people because of the fact that they just say basic ass shit to me. You know, like I if someone said, like asked me like a cool question or like something about a band or like about an art exhibit or just like something, just not like, oh, you're pretty or oh, you're so hot or I would love to fuck you in the ass or like, oh, come mouth or it's a gif of me like, you know, taking it up, but I don't know, whatever.
I've seen that before.
Yeah.
So basically you're saying be creative.
Yes. Creativity Work intrigues it. Me. Like I love weird people. You don't have to be weird, but just, you know, like if you want me to respond and have a conversation, I'm totally down, but I just get so much generic shit and that kind of enables me from, you know, responding to people. So I'm not a cunt, I swear.
I'm not a cunt, I swear. That's a direct quote, people.
I'm just picky.
I have that on a t-shirt.
That's I
can we TM
have
that?
you know what? I will toss him one more question because he was great and asked a whole bunch. What are some of your favorite scenes, performers? He loved you specifically with Natasha Nice and every scene with Raveness.
Raveness is gorgeous. I love her. She gives the best massages. That's the only woman who has like touched me and is like, she's just like.
And what sites, where do you see that from?
Her and India Summers.
India Summer.
Like, you know what? Like, well, you don't know. But like,
wow.
But it's like, she's like, not even in a sexual way, she'll like touch my shoulder and just be like, hey, girl. Or something. And it's just like, yeah.
Okay, by the way, India Summer has come up and like she'll be doing paperwork or she'll do something and she'll like touch the back of my neck, like, or if I'm reading something,
sexy.
She'll come up and it is. It's hot as fuck.
And I mean, she doesn't even do anything,
no,
right?
No, exactly. It's just there's something about she oozes sex. Like it's just like,
I don't know her. Oh.
But it's more of like not a nurturing like mommy. Yep. I know you guys, that's all you guys are watching right now. But you know, like it's very sensual and it's very like it just feels she's, good. They the touch is perfect.
I
and
know
like,
she's Mrs. Robinson.
Who are you?
She's not in the mommy way. She's not in like the
yeah,
she's
it's
like
creepy.
The, it's like you look at her and go, yeah, I want to try and be a man for you.
Are
I
you,
mean it's like
are you trying
oh
to
well I don't
me?
Think that, but yeah.
Going with some porn questions because I know you love answering these questions, but you know, we gave it out, anybody can ask anything. So at Trocmar TROCMAR 76 said, you said one reason you did less scenes lately is traveling a lot. Does this state, remain, or will you be shooting more scenes in the future? Now, you never really completely, you took a little bit of time down where you were doing girl, but you've never stopped. You keep going. And based off of how distribution goes, how we scenes are released, it may look like you're gone, but you're actually not.
Yeah. I know you guys think I'm retired. I'm not. Brazzers just bought every company, and I don't have fake tits, so that's what's up.
But basically, what I always say is you're pacing yourself.
Well,
it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
That's a very vague, very neutral answer.
Exactly.
But honestly, like, I've just gotten to the point, like, when I started doing Girl, Girl Only, it wasn't that I disliked doing Boy, Girl or that I was in a relationship. I always felt when I came to set, I was excited, I was happy, and, like, everything was new to me, and I felt challenged. I got to a point where, you know, like, you're fucking the same male talent, the same dude, because there really aren't a lot of great or new oncoming male performers, female performers, sure, that can hold their own, or that, you know, are like, you know, you have your Alexis Texas, your Tori Black, your Tara Patrick, like, that are just legitimately great performers that loved, you know. And so working with them, I mean, it really downed me into performing a little bit. And so I just got pickier. So traveling is some 50% an excuse, 50%, you know,
sure,
relevant to me not shooting that much. But also, there's not that many companies on, you know, there really isn't.
And there's a lot of girls out there, especially
right
now.
And everyone thinks they're going to be Jenna Jameson. And I'm like, bitch, whoa, you are cute, but like, you got nothing.
You got, and there's
your pretty face, pretty tits, pretty ass, but just nothing. And I find that when I do scenes with new girls where I love them and I think that they're great, but like, there's just not that thing. Mm-hmm. Anymore. So I think that it's going to be like rompers and flare jeans and platforms, and it's all going to cycle. Like,
nice.
You know, I'm fashion marketing major, but you know, things cycle, and it's going to go back to the basics, and porn's going to get good again.
Let's bring back the bell bottoms.
No.
Yes.
No. Only yes, with platforms.
I won't even wear bootcut jeans.
Hey, I wear bell bottoms.
I mean, my thighs are big, so bell bottoms are good on me. Straight leg, not so much. Only when I starve.
Dead ass though.
Love bell bottoms.
So, do you think then, especially now, because porn, it used to be you show up on set and you fuck. Well, even when you started, it was less about social media. MySpace was still a thing. You know, now it is all about.
MySpace. Did he just say MySpace?
Yeah, no, but now it is all about the entire marketing scheme. And companies are even looking to what's your Twitter count, what's your free ones spacing, how you interact with fans. I know there are, you know, there are companies that react basically just off that alone because they look at that as a sales tool.
Statistics.
Do you think it's changed since you began to now? Do you feel that effect for you?
I do. I feel like, well, there's a different aspects. When I got in, Gonzo. That was very popular. That, like, the amateur style, Bang Bros, Reality Kings, that, like, oh, this girl off the street, not really, but, you know, is going to get in this car and fuck me, and that's so hot, and it was amateur, and it really was hot. It was cool.
Are you telling me that's not real?
There are times where I've seen sites where I'm like, is that real? And I actually do this shit. And I'm like, oh, really?
Oh, no. I've seen some websites where I look at it and even I'm going, it looks European. I don't recognize any of these people.
Right?
And that's one step away from actually rape out in the woods.
But I've done death fetish and rape before. But that's just not real. But I'm like, oh, my God, is it real? Like, I do this. But, you know, God, there were so many questions. And that one time length that you asked,
Well, actually, speaking of the real aspect of it is Veruca Sunrise. Veruca Mia asked...
Oh, foot soles, I love you. I hurt you. Soul kisses.
Are the Robolesque videos real? And were you truly hypnotized? I can read people.
He's mildly illiterate, but it's okay.
I went to art school. Shut up.
Art school people. Okay? Got that. But anyways, soul kisses. Yes. That's what you tweet me, and I love it. Sorry, I don't respond, but...
So is it real? Was it real? The question.
Oh, you're getting the Hypnolust, Robolust, my intake on that, we shot in that day a couple different segments, and hypnotism-wise, I would say it is real to a certain degree, but when you are shooting, you have to cut and take stills and this and that. If you remember me in the Christmas outfit for the Hypnolust, that was real. I really felt like kind of a not a mental control, but just a mental bliss or presence, where I was able to relax my mind and listen to what they were telling me. So yes, so it's 50-50. So it's real, but when it comes to shooting, you have that technical aspect. So
Well, there's that. There's also the technical aspect, but from a production side, there is also the consent. There's the consent aspect. I mean,
consent and sexual. I was all for it, and
it's very fantasy.
It is fantasy, but like I really wanted to experience it. I thought, you know, like I've done in Florida, which I shot this stuff in Florida as well. I shot underwater scenes, and
were you really underwater?
Yes, with Victoria Lawson, my old roommate.
Oh, Victoria Lawson.
Yes, we did an underwater scene. Uh-huh. Yep. And I'm into trying any new fetish, I just want to experience. And that's my point in the industry. And so it is real.
So when you get all this experience,
depending on the person.
When you get all this experience, do you put that on your resume for your next job?
You know, I try and keep it cash.
Typing.
Wait. You know, keep it cash.
I could just see what'd you do in your for the last 5 years?
I normally text the five closest people to me and say, "Hey, this is your name and this is your job title / work / address. Please love you, XOXO."
Now, speaking of fetishes and underwater, I'm going to take this way too far for you, and I know you're going to love this when I ask this. So, underwater, were you actually doing oral sex underwater then?
Yes, I was.
So you were eating her out underwater.
I've done a blowjob with my ex.
No, let's go
underwater too, and done a girl underwater.
Okay, so a girl. So my thing is mm-hmm. Now, do you queef for air?
Do I queef for air?
No, does she queef and that's your air supply?
That doesn't, those tubes connect, asshole.
Thank you, Mr. Richard Avery. No, she queefs and there's your air bubble.
No.
You gotta stay down there for a while if she goes through.
Yeah, you do, but that's not an air, those air tubes don't connect in your body.
You suck up that bubble. No.
Google it.
No, hold on. You're eating her out and she queefs and all of a sudden you get that little bit of air.
She doesn't queef because she's still underwater, duh.
You don't queef if you're underwater?
No, because you're still underwater.
If there are any doctors or anybody that can scientifically prove this either way, please contact me at theaverageMo.com.
Oh, and BT Dub, I'm going to cut Mo off. Thanks, Nobody, for answering my French fry question on why you can't reheat French fries. But if you go to Kitchen 24 and you reheat those French fries in the oven, it tastes so good. So I retract my statement. You can reheat French fries.
So for the three people that missed that on Twitter somewhere, there you go. So let's go on here. A little bit more porn questions. This question comes up for, I swear, every girl in the industry, and I know people want to see you do it. It is. At BigDog039 wants to know, do you have any plans on doing IR or DP, Gracie? No, I would go with IR is one question, DP is another question. It doesn't have to be DP with.
Okay, we've heard enough of you. Thanks.
First IR. Have any plans?
Okay, interracial.
You planning on it?
Interracial. I have considered it a bunch of times. I originally, when I first got into the industry, was like, yeah, I'll do IR. But then once I, found out the business, et cetera, I didn't know that it was a thing. Like it was a specialty, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So I, listened to my agents, was smart, held off, whatever. And then also I did not like the aspect of the companies that were shooting interracial. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, a white bitch leaves her, you know what I mean? Like, it's like.
But you are a white bitch.
STFU, I'm tan. No, but I just, I didn't like the way it was projected, which honestly, last year is just when I felt like I started seeing just interracial scenes being produced or put out that were just not projected as interracial, mm-hmm. just pretty black on white, whatever ethnicity. Whatever you check in the census box, whatever. just, you know, it was pretty, you know, it wasn't like focused on the fact that I'm white and they're black. Yeah. And, so, and that's what I didn't like. And so, and for the
time
being.
The answer to the question is?
Is that I have considered it is.
This is such a political answer right here.
Still considering
so is it.
No, and I've told people, and even at conventions, there's interviews on YouTube where I'm like, yeah, I considered it. Yeah, I was not considering shit then. I'm telling you right now. I was lying.
Okay, so let's be flat out.
But
here.
Right now.
Are you taking the BBC? Are you going to do
what's
this?
What's BBC?
Big Black Cock. Are you going
to
take it?
Oh. Well, here's the thing. I'm now that I'm very picky as to our first question, Mr.
At Blue Flight.
Blue Flight asked, I am very picky towards who I shoot for and what I shoot. Just because I want it to be what I want now. You know, like, I pleased everybody and whatever, and, like, I just want to perform what I want to perform and what I'm into because I've experienced everything. And I would love to experience that. I've inquired with a couple companies because there's only a handful left, so, you know, got a couple. You know. but anyways, and I haven't really come to an agreement or found someone that wants to shoot what I'm looking for, but it is definitely an open thing.
Sure.
DP, I am fucking down.
Whoa.
I'm gonna put it out there.
Hey,
Dick. I have inquired.
We're on here.
Inquired. I'm putting my hand over my face like it's a quotations.
Yes.
Inquired.
You're ready for the DP.
Yeah, I want to. I want if I leave the industry, you know, I'm gonna be 25 in 1 month. I feel old as shit.
I remember your 21st birthday.
You should
remember
my 19th birthday.
I remember, oh God. No, 18. I remember when you were 18 and we first met. Yep. You're such a sweet young thing.
I was 18 years old, so I feel old as shit now, even though 25 doesn't seem old.
It's old.
In LA, for all, you know, for you listening, in LA, once you are not a teen or you're 20, past 25, like,
25 is downhill.
Yeah, fuck you. Nobody cares about you anymore. You're dead to them.
Exactly.
Well, speaking about porn and how long I've known you, Madness Pictures has chimed in, and we knew this question was coming up. Is it true that before you would do a scene with Mox, which is me, for one of his BOV movies,
this question.
I had to watch the movie Grandma's Boy. Is that true?
I'm trying to remember. I think so. It might have been true.
You vaguely remember it?
Yeah, I vaguely, very vaguely remember it.
Bitch, I got you work. You worked in a lot of Adam and Eve movies because of, well, the first one because of me.
No, I was the shit, okay?
When?
Like, poopy.
and then I guess I have to go with that as, you know, do you have more time? Because I have a list of questions. Could you come back for a second episode?
Can we get Taco Bell?
Okay, yeah, we'll stop. We'll get some food.
No, wait. We get Chipotle.
Chipotle, which is a proud sponsor.
No, that's always such a long line for those of y'all.
No, we only say
In and Out and Chipotle. It's not the shit. It's fucking it's a line and a half.
I may
lose. No animal style here.
Chipotle delivers because they sponsor. They sponsor.
He just blew my mind.
They are a proud sponsor. More with Mo.
Oh my gosh.
So guys, you know I love your burrito bowl with that meat that I can never pronounce. So
carne asada.
No, it's the other. It's like barbuchka.
I don't know what the fuck.
Barbacoa.
That's what it is. I like that.
I didn't know that existed. So can we have that?
We can.
I'll come back and let's answer some questions.
Okay, cool. Well, Gracie Glam, thank you so much for coming out.
Gracias, senor.
So,
Mo.
So for this week's thing, where can your fans find you on the internet?
Find me at Glam Chowder. On Twitter and Instagram, without the E at the end, because it was taken from some asshole in Canada.
Chowder.
Glam Chowder.
Chowder.
Chowder. And www.youtube.com It's Greasy Glam, bitch. It's GreasyGlam.com. I've been saying it for years. Might come soon. Just keep holding on with me.
Hold that dream.
I'll be here on the podcast with more at Mo.
More with Julie. Mo. Let's get the right.
What the fuck? Shut up. I'm just kidding. Sorry. On Julie Lynn Universe. And that's where you can just find the real me.
It's JulieLynnRadio.com.
And the real me is Glam Chowder. At Glam Chowder with no E.
Mr. Richard Avery, do you have anything to chime in with? I like to thank you.
No, I have an E in my name. That's all I can say.
We plugged a little Julie Land Radio.
I know.
He needs a pop-tart.
But there's no E in Julie Land either.
That's true.
Just like Glam
Shot. And what is Julie Land?
It's kind of
who's
like...
Who's Julie?
He's kind of like Disneyland.
But who's Julie?
My ex-partner.
She's female.
Julie Ashton.
No idea, but I'm about to Google
it's a
that
good
shit.
Idea that Julie doesn't listen to the show. I wish she would. I was actually
I'm
hoping
Googling
she would be the 100th
girl
guest.
I already know.
I wanted her to be the 100th guest, but she was unavailable to me because she has no clue who I am, but I love
thanks,
her anyhow.
Thanks, bitch. Thanks. I'm second best.
In case, Julie, you're listening.
I was the afterthought.
My name is Maurice. Moa. My name is Maurice. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening. Bitch, you fucked it all up.
Listening.